Hi, Russell Evans here from Planet Shakers, wishing the mums out there the greatest Mother's Day. We appreciate and love mothers so much. In fact, the old cliche, we wouldn't be here without our mums. Today I'm sharing on the characteristics of mothers that actually come from God and the nature of God that mothers carry. And I really trust it'll bless you, empower you, and give you a perspective on what the love of God is like for you. Genesis chapter 5, it says this: when God created human beings, he made them to be like himself. Thank you, Rachel McCartney. Is she? McCarthy, is she here? She just put thumbs up on my Instagram. Thanks. I can't even read my notes now because it comes up in front of it. Thank you. If I'm boring, just put it up there and I'll understand. When God created human beings, he made them to... Katie... Betsy Baker? Where are you? God bless you. he made them like himself. He created them male and female, and he blessed them and called them human. Human. He made them like himself, both male and female. Sometimes where it comes to God, people view God through a male-dominated view. But in the Godhead, there is both man and woman, because he created man and women out of himself. And there are characteristics that we take on. Obviously, God is a father. It's one of the pictures of God, God the Father. And so we see what a father, a perfect father, can look like through the image of God. But also we can see the characteristics of what a perfect mother can look like through the characteristics of God. And today, I want to talk to you very briefly on the characteristics that a godly mother has that is like God. Thank you. Three of you think that's good. The rest of you are trying to look me up on social media. I want to talk to you about the mother's characteristics that come from God. There was a person called Dorothy Law Nolte. She did work on children, and she said, children learn what they live. They don't learn what they're told, they won't learn what they live. And you know, one of the great things about mothers is they're a great example many times to how to live a life that examples the life of God. Sadly, it shouldn't be like this, but many times children's spirituality have come from the mothering part of the family instead of the fathering part of the family. And it really should be a team effort, because God has both man, father characteristics and mother characteristics. In fact, they say of children that children get their identity from their father. So with my daughter, I constantly tell them how awesome they are, because I understand that as I speak, I release identity into them. And so she says, children learn what they live. There are people here, there's mothers here that you're missing your children today, and I'm here to encourage you, to tell you that God wants to minister to you just like you've ministered to your children. The love of God wants to touch you. Some of you are without your mothers today. Some might have had a bad mother, and God wants you to know that never look at a mothering or how a mother should look through anything that's not good, because everything that's good is God. Everything that's bad is the flesh or the devil. So God wants you to view what a perfect mother could be through how he looks, or how the Godhead looks. She says this: if a child lives with criticism, they learn to condemn. Talking about children learning through living what they live. If a child lives with hostility, they learn to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, they learn to be shy. If a child lives with shame, they learn to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, they learn to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, they learn confidence. If a child lives with praise, they learn to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, they learn justice. If a child lives with security, they learn to have faith. If a child lives with approval, they learn to like themselves. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, they learn to find love in the world. See, children learn how to live their life through their families. I rang Amy this week and I actually thought Sam had answered the phone. I like, who's that? Is that you, Sam? No, this is me, Dad. This is Amy. Okay. You sound just like your mother. How does she sound like her mother? It wasn't, Sam would sit her down and say, now, Amy, say the words like this. No, she learned her language in her living. Children learn the language of love in their living. They also learn the language or the lifestyle of who they are through their parents. The good thing is, if you've had, well, I had good parents, but they were, I discovered that the older, when I got older, they weren't perfect. I discovered that every family's dysfunctional to some point. We all think that every family's perfect. Look at Russell, he's third generation preacher. Everything's perfect. No. Dysfunction is everywhere. So God says, I want to show you function. So what is the characteristics of God that mothers carry? One of the things they say about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, is that He is a comforter. One of the things that mothers carry more than any other person on the planet is they have an ability to comfort their children. It's crazy. All over the world, by the way, why people, mothers are so influential, you can see it just on Mother's Day. And I'll show you how this happens. All over the world, everywhere over the world where they celebrate Mother's Day on a Sunday, every church attendance is down because people are celebrating their mothers. When Father's Day is on, it doesn't matter at all. That is actually a true story. Why? Because there's something about a connection with your mother that has actually, you go, wow, they've gone the extra mile, so I'm going to go the extra mile for them. By the way, mothers, it's a good time to get your children to church if they haven't been for a while. Comfort. Compassion. is a characteristic that mothers carry and, you know, that represents God. In fact, I discovered this the other day. In the Hebrew language of the Old Testament, the word for compassion comes from the root word womb. Crazy. The root word womb, this picture of birthing is something new as being born. And if we apply this to our human experience, it means that my compassion acts always, give the other person another chance. I do not hold past failures against them and I offer a fresh start. See, a birthing of a baby is a brand new start. It's a brand new vision. It's a brand new life. And the word compassion comes out from the root word womb. So it's a picture of compassion comes with new chances, new opportunities, and letting go of the past and stepping into the future. One of the great things mothers have the ability to do is always see the best for the future for their children. Even in all the problems they go through, and God is the same. When He looks at you, He doesn't look at your mistakes. He doesn't say, shame on you. He says, shame off you. Why? Because His purpose is to release you to be great. He didn't make you to be an accident. You're not a mistake. That's why evolution is such a bad theory. Why? Because it teaches you that we are a monkey that got lucky. We're an accident. We somehow evolved. But when you are in the design of the Almighty God and He designed you and purposed you and created you to be something amazing, see, when you're in the womb of your mother being formed, your mother doesn't sit back and go, well, I hope they do all right. No, they dream. In fact, when I was born in an earthquake. Such was the power of my birth. All hell shook. Born in an earthquake. And my mother said, when I was born, God gave her a picture that I would be somebody who literally shakes the planet. So I'm out living a prophetic picture that was birthed in the wombing and the birthing of my life. And you know how many times I've messed up? I've messed up all the time. But my mother would always say, Russell, come on, we need to deal with that. She was always good at dealing with stuff because my mum loved the word and dealing with stuff. She liked writing letters. I used to call it the poison pen. And she'd write these letters to me and you need to get this right in your life, but I love you, right? And she'd be good at dealing. She's a teacher by nature. She liked getting things right. But once we got it right, she would say, if I ever was naughty, which is very rare because I was a very good boy, I worshipped all day, read the word all day, studied hard, tithe all the time, even when I didn't have money. No, I actually stole my brother's money. That was right. This is a funny story. I'm the pastor's son, right? I'm 6 years of age. I'm at this guy's house and he has this really cool watch. And I thought, oh, I would like that watch. So I stole it. And I come home and my dad says, where'd you get this watch from? I said, oh, I found it on the road. So my dad, being a good citizen, took it to the police station. And in the police station, you can leave it there for 3 months and if it's not claimed, it can be yours. So for 3 months, nobody claimed it. So after 3 months, my dad went and claimed it. And he was wearing it while he was preaching one day in church. And this young man and his mother hit their stolen watch on the hand of the preacher. I'm here because of the grace of God. The grace of God that protected me from that moment. Imagine being the father. Oh, I'm so sorry. My son said he found it. Yeah, right. But my mother would deal with me. First thing she would say is, now this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And I'd go, yep, sure, you give me the wooden spoon, you bend over and see if that's the case. Parents say some dumb things like, do you want a building? What's a kid going to say? Yeah, give me one, you know. Then after ministering to me, she would say, come on now, Russell, say sorry to Jesus. I'm sorry, Jesus. Now say, tell him you love him. I love you, Jesus. Now say to me, I'm sorry, Mum. I'm sorry, Mum. Sorry, Mum. She said, now tell me I love you. I'm telling the story right, Mum. It's okay. All right, it's all good. I'm enjoying this. This is good. Better than eating at some restaurant somewhere right now. You're in the presence of God. Sorry. And then she'd say sorry to me, and I'm sorry. And she goes, you know I love you. Yes, I know you love me, and would hug. And she goes, okay, that's forgotten. Let's move on. So she wouldn't be absent of dealing with the issue. She'd deal with the issue because she loved me. But then she would say, the issue's dealt with, let's move on. The compassion of a mother shows the compassion of God. I gotta hurry. A mother is an encourager. A grandmother is even a greater encourager. You should go to basketball with my mother-in-law. My children are playing and they're good now, but they weren't good at the beginning. And I'm good at sport. I believe it or not, I'm good at sport. I was in a lot of champion teams. And so you want your children to be better than you until you play them in a game. I never let them beat me. No, just they got to learn. They got to learn the hard way. In life, you don't always win, you know. Where the mothers would be going, oh, it's okay. You know. Anyway, my mother-in-law would be there and they'd be like, I go, Amy or Jonathan, run. No, I said, run hard. And mother-in-law would be going, oh, look at them run. They're amazing. How incredible. And they'd shoot and they'd miss. Oh, almost got it. Good try. Like, go and practice more. It'd be after the game. You did well. You tried your best. I said, this week we're doing exercises. You're having shots. You're working harder, harder, harder. Where mother-in-law would be, oh, you're amazing. Let's go eat some more. That they don't need to eat anymore. Slows them down on the court. They need to run, run, run. They're an encourager. Mothers are helpers. Bible says that God is a comforter. He comforts his people like a mother comforts her child. The Bible says mothers, God is like a woman who would never forget his nursing child. Mothers have the ability to hear their children in a mix of noise. They got this zone in ability to hear their child's voice. Where I'm like, I'd be in a room and where's Jonathan? And Sam would go, right there. I'm like, how did you know that? She goes, I could hear him. I'm like, wow, you got bionic ears. God knows where you are. You're never alone. You're never in a place where he doesn't know where you're at. The Bible says that God is like a mother eagle hovering over her young. See, mothers protect. God is a protector. The Bible says God cares for his people like a midwife that cares for children she just delivered. He is so delicate and knows exactly what season you are in your life. The Bible says that Jesus longed for the people of Jerusalem like a mother hen longs to gather her chicks under her wing. See, God's desire is to have family. Just like a mother loves to be having the family around her. I remember 2010 Christmas, my mother's in hospital, she's got cancer. Family are all over the world. We're busy going everywhere. And I remember we all came into Adelaide and we're around her bed and we ate outside in the little garden area in the hospital and she lay on the bed and I look back at my mum and she's just got this little smile on her face. And I'm like, I could tell she was satisfied that her children and her family were all around and her grandchildren around her, just being with her, satisfied her. Years ago, a mother was making her way across the hills of South Wales, carrying her tiny baby in her arms. And a blizzard came. And as the blizzard came, she got stuck. And so she took off her outer clothes and put around the little baby and didn't make it out of the blizzard, in fact, died. When they came and discovered her under snow, they found that she was dead. But then as they lifted her body, they found that she had protected this little baby and this baby was now alive. And they took the baby to hospital and the baby survived. And years later, that child that was protected by her mother, protected by his mother, his name David Lloyd George. When he grew to manhood, he became the Prime Minister of Great Britain and without doubt, one of England's greatest statesmen. Why? Because a mother saw she had to give her life for the furtherment of her own child. It's a picture of God. God sent his son, gave his son up for us, for the furtherment of His children, for the relationship of His children. And He desires, just like a mother desires relationship, but also desires to see their children flourish, God desires that even more. The nature of a mother comes from God that says, I want to bless my children, I want to relate to my children, I want to empower my children, and I'll do anything for them, even giving my life for them. 2011, February 9, I'm in Melbourne. And my brother calls me. My mum had been fighting cancer. And he said, Mum's not going to make it today. He said, you can stay in Melbourne because she's not really conscious. Or you can come. I said, no, I'm getting on a plane. So I hopped on a plane and arrived. And my dad picked me up. And we went to the hospital to be with my mum. And she had this rattle in her lungs. And, you know, it was... She didn't look good, and she was like, And my mother had taught us as a family to worship God. She had taught us to praise God. She taught us to love the Word of God. And so she had this little worship CD that she had playing on in her room, and she's unconscious at the time. And around the bed, we began to sing and worship and thank God for a godly mother. Thank God for a mother that paid the price. A mother that gave her all, a mother that came and showed us how to worship, showed us how to love Jesus. You know, if I think of anything that I can thank my mother for, she showed me how to love Jesus and love other people. And so we began to be around her bedroom, around her bed, and we began to worship God. We began to worship God to an old Planet Shakers song. We began to sing and thank God for my grandmother, and we begin to, my mother, sorry, and we begin to worship Him, and we begin to sing the song, Lift Up Your Eyes, All of Heaven's in Worship. I'm going to read you the lyrics if I can find them. It goes on, we begin to sing this. I see heaven before me, angels passing around me. Here I stand in awe of your beauty, captured by your holiness. Then the verse chorus goes, lift up your eyes of all of heavens in worship. Angels rejoice and the clouds will be filled with the wonder of your name. The train of his robe fills the temple with glory. Heavenly host falls before him in worship, crying, holy, holy, holy. It's a picture of angels worshiping in heaven. As we were singing this song, my mother went, and she graduated from this life to the next. As the oxygen from her lungs went, she was no longer breathing, and she passed from this world to the next. God gave me a vision of her walking into heaven. And as she walked into heaven, all of heaven stood and began to cheer and celebrate. Was a lady who loved Jesus, who had given her life for Jesus. And they begin to clap, and you know, there was David there, King David there, there was Moses there, there were people that I'd grown up with there who had gone on to be with Jesus. And my mum walked in, and her face was radiant, and her face was shining. And in the hospital, I begin to clap. I was in this moment, I begin to clap like this. And then I came to reality and I went, uh-oh, I shouldn't be clapping my mother dying. Everyone else is listening in the hospital. So I stopped. But that moment I knew, because the love of a father and the love of God that was in my mother, that my mother experienced, that she was in heaven for eternity and I would see her again. I knew, because God gave His Son to die for me and for my mother, that because I gave my life to Jesus, because my mum had given her life to Jesus, she is in heaven and I'll see her again. Just as the mother who covered the son from the snow, Jesus covered our life from our sin. And He wants you to know, just as we celebrate mothers, and mother's sacrifice for us and mother's generosity, they've got that characteristics from God. And the only way to really experience love, peace, joy, and eternal life is by receiving that love that mothers give, that mothers have been given from God, and receive God's love by accepting Jesus into our life. I pray the message has blessed you today. Why don't you connect with us? We'd love to connect with you. You can connect with us on social media, subscribe to us on YouTube, or download our app, which has everything, the one-stop shop of Planet Shakers. We just want to empower you to make a difference in this world. God bless you. Have a great week.